PhonePe may take legal action against Madhya Pradesh Congress for its unauthorized use of brand logo. The Madhya Pradesh Congress has put up posters against Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan alleging corruption and containing PhonePe's brand logo. Fintech giant PhonePe has responded to the alleged unauthorized usage of its logo by the Madhya Pradesh Congress and said that it may take legal action against them. MP Congress put up posters featuring Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Shivraj Singh Chauhan, which purportedly said, "Pay 50% commission and get your work done." The posters were put up at various places in Gwalior. Such posters were also seen in Chindwara, Rewa and Satna and the state's capital, Bhopal. The state administration removed the posters. The posters were in the form of QR code sheets used by fintech companies for accepting online payments. The brand's name, PhonePe, could be seen written on top of those posters. PhonePe objects to the unauthorized usage of its brand logo by any third party, be it political or non-political. "We are not associated with any political campaign or party," PhonePe posted on its Twitter handle. "The PhonePe logo is a registered trademark of our company and any unauthorized use of PhonePe's intellectual property rights will invite legal action. We humbly request Madhya Pradesh Congress to remove the posters and banners featuring our brand logo and color," it said, tagging the Twitter handle of the party's state unit. In the meantime, an FIR has been lodged at Padav police station against unknown people who pasted the posters, and the police are looking for them. A BJP worker has filed a complaint that his party is being defamed, and based on that, a case has been registered against an unknown person, and an investigation is underway, said Rajesh Singh Chandel, SP Gwalior. Meanwhile, Congress leaders are facing an investigation for their alleged copyright infringement. On June 28, the Karnataka High Court refused to quash MRT Music's FIR against disqualified Congress MP Rahul Gandhi, Congress leaders Jairam Ramesh and Supriya Srinath over alleged copyright infringement by using the song from the movie KGF Chapter 2 feat in the promotional video for Bharat Jodo Yatra. The court's single-judge bench, comprising Justice M. Nagaprasanna, observed, "Petitioner appeared to have tampered with source code, which would amount to infringement. Copyright of complainant is taken for granted and therefore prima facie all this requires investigation." The court heard the arguments and reserved the order on June 23. The accused's counsel senior advocate Vikram Halgol argued that Section 63 of the Copyright Act has a heightened threshold of infringement. He submitted, "The question of infringement at large itself is before the civil court. They have preferred a suit under Section 55. The counsel further said, "All that A3, Rahul Gandhi, has admittedly done has walked or portrayed to be walking with the music in the background. By being portrayed in a video, would that amount to A3 knowingly infringing a copyright? Onus in Section 63 is to show that person knowingly infringed the copyright." Meanwhile, the complainant's counsels argued that the accused had taken the source code, meddled with it and superimposed the video. The counsel submitted, "The Act provides for civil remedy and criminal prosecution. In the case of such infringement, the outcome of one does not depend upon the outcome of other, subject to all just exceptions." The complainant's counsel further contended that if the accused are claiming that they were ignorant about audio or video being used, then, this is something which they have to establish in the due process. The counsel further said, "It is not only audio in the background that is used, here is a case where everything of my work is used, font, lyrics, animation, only the logo is changed," referring to Section 2(f) of the Copyright Act. Earlier, on December 16, 2022, the Karnataka High Court single-judge bench, comprising Justice Sunil Dutt Yadav, granted an interim stay on further investigation against the accused. The accused's counsel argued that the complainants filed the FIR with the intention to involve prominent personalities for political gain. With inputs from ANI, Topics, Congress Bharatiya Janata Party PhonePe Madhya Pradesh Congress Shivraj Singh Chauhan.